Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Since we're spending this month listening to music by Tchaikovsky, a master at writing ballet music, I thought you might like to know something about ballet. Ballet is a theatrical performance, usually with music, costumes, and sets, that tells a story or expresses something through dance. Ballet dancers wear tights and leotards, and lots of times the ballerinas, women dancers, wear tutus, very short skirts that stick straight out to the sides. Sticky-outy skirts let you see the dancer's legs, says Victoria Morgan, who's artistic director of the Cincinnati Ballet.
The reason that they're wearing something like that is so that you can see them move.
And Victoria Morgan also says that the women often wear a kind of shoes that make their legs look really long. Toe or point shoes.
They're made out of hard cardboard, and it allows them to stand right up on their toes.
That sounds painful, and it is. Being a ballet dancer is hard work. Victoria Morgan says ballet started in the 16th century when Catherine de' Medici, a very rich and important Italian woman, married the King of France. When she moved to France, she took all the things she considered important with her.
She took her dance master, she took her composers, she took her singers, and she took a whole sort of cultural group, uprooted it from Italy, and planted it in France.
Even the word ballet is transplanted. It's a French version of balletto, Italian for little dance. The French came up with names for how to hold your arms and legs and all the different moves used in ballet. Those French names are still used today, no matter what country you're in. In 19th century Russia, they were nuts about everything French, including ballet. The Russians developed the ballet even further, and Russian composer Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky wrote some of the best ballet music ever. But Victoria Morgan says that wasn't obvious when his first ballet, Swan Lake, premiered.
Believe it or not, the first time it was done, it was a disaster, a fiasco. Nobody liked it.
Everyone agreed that the original choreography, the dance steps for Swan Lake, left something to be desired. Then a couple of famous choreographers, choreographer is what you call a person who creates the steps for dances, got a hold of the ballet. After Marius Petipa, the ballet master of the Russian Imperial Ballet, and his assistant re-choreographed Swan Lake, it was a big success. Tchaikovsky's second ballet was Sleeping Beauty. Victoria Morgan says this time around, choreographer Marius Petipa wasn't taking any chances. He told Tchaikovsky exactly what he wanted, practically note for note.
I need about 8 bars of this flavorful thing, and then after that there's going to be this fairy come in, so I want another 24 bars of waltz kind of music.
Victoria Morgan says Tchaikovsky had a real knack for composing dance music. The ballets he wrote are still popular.
They are the major ballets that attract big audiences, even now. I mean, Swan Lake, first done back in 1877, and the audiences still swarm in to see Swan Lake and Sleeping Beauty. And I think that Tchaikovsky had a flair for being able to create music that inspired movement. Thank you.
As good as he was at composing ballets, Tchaikovsky only wrote 3 of them. His last one was The Nutcracker. Music from Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker. Next week, the story of that ballet. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time to hear more about The Nutcracker on Classics for Kids.